Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Four gentlemen and one great, great roar. Big brother.
Okay, welcome to Latino Dimes, and what a welcome, man. That was Janis Joplin, the marvelous, beautiful, wonderful Janis Joplin and the Big Brother and the Holding Company. Yes, my friends, here we are one more time, you know, be freshened up a little bit, you know, and recovering from a very hectic week. Due to there's lots of things are happening, but the main thing for me, the two main things for me were like my Rocky Amigo burials, you know, and the second one was the announcement of the peaceful agreement on the Gaza Strip of the Palestinians. Even though I don't believe that, I don't trust that 100%, maybe a little bit, yeah, a little bit of hope, you know, but 100%, you know, I will never, ever, ever believe that it's 100%. Because the Arabs and Palestinians, you know, in 1947, they believed that 100%, that everything was going to be hunky-dory with them and the Jewish people arriving in their region, you know, but look what happened, you know, nothing really hunky-dory happened. Because hunky-dory is just in the mind of people. Anyway, as I said, well, let's hope that things are going to be getting better, you know, but we'll never, ever, ever, ever get better 100% because, obviously, the agreement was signed, you know, by two pro-Zionist people, and the anti-Zionist people were saying that a few exceptions there, you know. They want to nominate or put in charge of Gaza Strip Tony Blair. Who are they pacing with? To be honest, you got to be honest, man, you know. Everybody was asking for a hanging of Tony Blair, the Hague waiting for Tony Blair, Hague and prisons waiting for Tony Blair, prison sentence for Tony Blair. And then now these people come up with the idea of putting him in charge of the Gaza Strip. I think the Gaza Strip should be managed and controlled by their own people. If they really mean to give these people peace in the region, allow them to have their own control of their own lives, their own systems. You know what I mean? Anyway, here we go to Latin America right now with Ruben Blades or Ruben Blades. Okay, amigos, stay with me until 7 o'clock. The program is just starting right now on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can text me on 079-44-031-894.
Solar. Estoy buscando América y temo no encontrarte. Tus huellas se han perdido entre la oscuridad. Te estoy llamando América, pero no me respondes. Te han desaparecido los que temen la verdad. Envueltos entre sombras, negamos lo que es cierto. Mientras no haya justicia, jamás tendremos paz. Viviendo dictaduras, te busco y no te encuentro. Tu torturado cuerpo no sabe dónde está.
a nacer donde no hay nada. Tras esa línea que separa el bien del mal, mi tierra se llama miseria. Y no conozco la palabra libertad. Fui secuestrado en una guerra, torturado y preparado pa' matar. Me han convertido en una bestia. Soy solo un niño que no tiene identidad. Me han obligado a disparar. Me han enseñado.
Eso, vámonos.
Te están buscando, matador.
El matador.
Me dicen el matador, nací en Barracas. Si hablamos de matar, mis palabras matan. Lo hacen.
En mano. cautiva. En los bolsillos del pueblo la vieja herida. De pronto el día se me hace de noche, murmullos, corridas y el golpe en la puerta. Llegó la fuerza policial.
Los, los fabulosos Cadillacs, amigos, yeah, the fabulous Cadillacs, with the song El Matador. That song, I remember the song when they used to show Marcelo Salas scoring for River Plate, Colo Colo, then for Chile, yeah, he scored two goals, man. When Chile faced England at Wembley, I remember that. Oh man, that was a long time ago. And Salas scored both goals. It was fantastic, really, really, really good stuff. Anyway, I've just received this little message, you know, from a listener, who's up to date with what's going on in Latin America, and what this guy says is, he says, today is a good day to remind everyone that the U.S. narrative claiming the president of Venezuela is a drug trafficker is 100% lies. The Trump administration knows this. The Nobel Committee knows this. It is a campaign to manufacture consent for invasion. Don't fall for it. No, my friend, I will not fall for it because I'm already prepared, you know, for anything that the United States are about to do with the world. Not just the one country, with the world. And they always choose the most defenseless countries to mess with because they know for a fact, you know, that they're not going to respond. If they hate Russia so much, why don't they just go around? If they hate North Korea, why don't... If they hate so much China, No, because they're scared shitless, man. You know what I mean? They've had their asses kicked so many times, you know, in every war. Every war. They claim that, oh, we won this war. We won that war. No. I'm sorry, mate, but I don't think you won anything at all. You just won the hatred of the people around the world for intervening in their own affairs, in their own business, and that's what it is. Simple as that. Right now, to make up, you know, and stuff. You know, you're talking a lot of poo-poo, you know. So therefore, I am not entirely sure what you're going to do next. I'm sure something really dangerous and stupid, as always.
Conseguidos en tiempo pretérito. ¿Cuántas veces se ha detenido el sol a mediodía?
¿Cuántas?
Porque ya no quiere vivir más atardeceres.
¿Cuántas?
¿Cuántas veces? Porque ya no quiere vivir más amaneceres.
Finales en negro sin blancos. El final es el bueno sin embargo.
Rutina repetitiva que constantemente termina. Vuelve a empezar de nuevo, da fruto la semilla.
¿Por qué envejeces?
Porque tu piel se va arrugando. El paso del tiempo, una broma te está jugando. Sabes que la codicia puede dejarte en la ruina. ¿Quieres solucionarlo?
Borrarlo de tu vida.
Si las flores solo se marchitaran o solo se quedaran como botones. Duele la realidad, duele. La fantasía solo se queda en los sueños. ¿Qué pasaría si nunca muero y no tuviera la oportunidad de nacer de nuevo? Vuelve otra vez, aparece. Desaparece, se va y vuelve.
Pueblo mío, que estás en la colina, tendido como un viejo que se muere. La pena, el abandono son tu triste compañía. Pueblo mío, te dejo sin alegría. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será de mi vida? ¿Qué será? Si sé mucho o no sé nada, ya mañana se verá. Y será, será lo que será. Ya mis amigos se fueron casi todos. Y los otros partirán después que yo. Lo siento porque amaba su agradable compañía, mas es mi vida, tengo que marchar. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será de mi vida? ¿Qué será? En la noche mi guitarra dulcemente sonará y una niña de mi pueblo llorará. Amor mío, me llevo tu sonrisa, que fue la fuente de mi amor primero. Amor, te lo prometo como y cuando, no lo sé, mas sé tan solo que regresaré. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será de mi vida? ¿Qué será? En la noche mi guitarra dulcemente sonará y una niña de mi pueblo soñará. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será de mi vida? ¿Qué será? En la noche mi guitarra dulcemente sonará y una niña de mi pueblo llorará. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será de mi vida? ¿Qué será? En la noche mi guitarra dulcemente sonará y una niña de mi pueblo soñará. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será?
Okay, amigos, that was José Feliciano. I think you remember, you recognize his voice. Fantástico, fantástico. And now next one is going to be Silvio Rodriguez, all the way from Cuba. What am I saying, man? I was just the other day, I was starting correcting this friend of mine, Kent, by the way, Kent, some other friends also. Cuba. Okay. Well, this fellow, Silvio Rodriguez, has been going on for quite a while and well established and known in Latin America for being a troubadour from Cuba. And which is Manu Chao, the considers himself a troubadour too. Anyway, Silvio Rodriguez was in Chile for a while, you know, did a few gigs, a few concerts there, and with the old styles songs that he's well known for, and the new stuff, you know. Anyway, the new stuff is out there somewhere in the market, okay. But what I'm trying to say here is, like, when he went to Chile, he went to play for, you know, for the country, for the whole country. But he aimed his repertoire to old songs, you know, and all remembering songs, you know, because those songs were the songs to teach the people about the Cuban Revolution. The life as a working class person, the life of natives of Latin America. So all his old songs, you know, were about that subject, you know, and so they were educative, you know, very educative to the people, the young people at the time, which I was one of them. And the concert was, half and half. with the new stuff and the old stuff. The new stuff is still with the teachings, with the education of the world about politics and about Latin America, about the reality of Latin America, about why Latin America is in such a state and why all these situations are taking place in Latin America are happening. Also, all this, his music is all a message, you know, which should be. Music should be a message of the soul, the heart, and the feelings. So here is one of my favorite songs of Silvio Rodriguez.
Siempre que se hace una historia, se habla de un viejo, de un niño o de sí. Pero mi historia es difícil. Voy a hablarles de un hombre común. Haré la historia de un ser de otro mundo, de un animal de galaxia. Es una historia que tiene que ver con el curso de la Vía Láctea. Es una historia enterrada, es sobre un ser de la nada. Nació de una tormenta, en el sol de una noche el penúltimo mes. Fue de planeta en planeta, buscando agua potable. Quizás buscando la vida, buscando la muerte, eso nunca se sabe. Quizás buscando siluetas o algo semejante que fuera adorable. O por lo menos querible, besable. Amable. Él descubrió que las minas del rey Salomón se hallaban en el cielo y no en el África ardiente, como pensaba la gente. Pero las piedras son frías y le interesaban calor y alegrías. Las joyas no tenían alma, solo eran espejos, colores brillantes. Y al fin bajó hacia la guerra, perdón, quise decir a la tierra. Supo la historia de un golpe, sintió en su cabeza cristales molidos. Comprendió que la guerra era la paz del futuro. Lo más terrible se aprende enseguida y lo hermoso nos cuesta la vida. La última vez lo vi irse entre humo y metralla, contento y desnudo. Iba matando canallas con su cañón de futuro. Iba matando canallas con su cañón de futuro.
Parte insegura.
right, that was Soda Stereo all the way from Argentina, amigos. Yes, from Argentina. Now we're gonna go to Spain. We're gonna travel to Spain for a little while, you know, before the break. And this is a very fantastic. well, why not? It's very fantastic. fantastic group from Spain, man. This is Ojos de Brujo.
Silencioso, en silencio. Barquito velero, barquito velero. Mentira, todo es mentira. Los sueños y las ilusiones, sin timón hacia la deriva, susurran calladita. Mar, cielo y río, tierra lejana, madre y niña, testigo de un tiempo de tanto odio. Tanta justicia. Miraban las estrellas una noche de verano, dando la ternura no volverá. Este de papel lleva recién en su mano, inocencia que no volverá.
Se irán para una rumba para buscar la verdad. por dónde se irán, dónde se fueron, por dónde se irán, se fueron pa' una ronda.